This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I'm getting stressed out, obviously. Again. It's a very steep incline. I'm on a roof. It's slippery. Oh. And I'm calling down to Ricky.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. And I'm saying,
Did you see this?
Oh, please.
Did you see this?
Yes. No, I'm sure
they
I did.
They had him do a freaking commercial.
I didn't see
for
this.
The Golden Globes.
Oh, and, oh, okay. Yes. No.
You saw
yes.
this?
Yes.
Did you see this, Felicia?
Felicia, did you see
no.
this?
No.
They had
He's
him
doing
do this commercial,
commercial. For the Golden Globes.
You gotta see this.
You have
just
to
a commercial
see it.
Or the
And Golden they're like, Globes. Okay, Ricky. It's,
yeah.
Just, all you have to do is pour a glass of champagne.
Mm-hmm. Pretty simple.
Champers, as they call it.
Uh-huh.
Just one glass of champers. And he says, okay. And he's being very well behaved.
Yes, for him especially. He's something.
They say your line, pour the champers. Yeah. And he says, I'm Ricky Gervais. I'm hosting the Golden Globes again. Goes to pour the glass of champagne and instead shakes up the bottle and sprays the camera. Oh. And they ran that commercial. Instead of the actual, I guess he never did it like he was supposed to.
They must
to
not
do.
Have gotten a clean one where he just poured it because.
Do you think that that was scripted or that was just.
What? Oh, yeah. They scripted the camera getting destroyed.
Expensive equipment getting freaking champagned over.
Okay. Yeah. They scripted
that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they scripted
they
that one.
They had like a shower cap on the top of it.
And Ricky's known for following the script. Yeah. He also was very worried about the sacred cows during the shoot, Felicia. Come on.
All I know about him is that occasionally someone will retweet him being angry at someone who's murdered a dead animal into my timeline. You know, he's really anti-hunting. So it'll be like, why is there a dead tiger in my timeline? Oh, it's somebody retweeting Ricky. And I agree with him, and then I'll heart it, but I'll be like traumatized that I saw someone sitting on like a dead elephant or something in my Twitter feed. When
That's
I don't.
Always nice when someone goes, this is so disturbing. And then they like post into your feed like a photo of something.
Of someone
dead
who had been like stoned to death.
And
yeah.
And you go like, yeah, it is. Wish I wasn't looking at it.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me go fix it. I'm looking at my fucking phone, like hanging out.
How can I fix Syria? I'll just stare at this like this stone body.
Hold up, let me get that for you.
I'm on my way. I'm booking it on United.
Good let thing I know. I'm doing a fucking podcast later. I don't have time.
Anyway, so what happened?
We're on the roof, and I'm going. Is it this one, Ricky? Is it this one? He's being cheeky.
Okay, and is he possibly having a laugh?
He's having a laugh. He's taking a piss.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Christmas lights is out.
Mm.
Got eat by a weasel.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
The Christmas weasel.
Yes. Munch, eat the light, and bite the string and the wires.
Ugh.
Are you sure it wasn't the piss?
The weasel eat the piss?
No, Ricky, because Ricky took that already.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you follow the geography, there is no more piss. Ricky has taken it all.
Okay.
He's taking it. And he's having a laugh.
Did he take the weasel?
Well, the weasel escaped, and I'm still looking. And then when I go home from this today, I'm going to get into the house with a headlamp.
No, you put some corn nuts out.
Oh, yeah.
They like those?
Love it.
Chili picante?
Chili, but the spicier, the better.
Yeah.
Because a weasel is chili powered. Did you know that?
No. Speak on that, because I've heard you say this before. Obviously, I'm a fan.
And this is your foundation.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a weasel power.
And you are here to sort of promote this foundation.
Well, I just want to tell everybody, I just want to spread the love of weasels. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're underrated as a rodent.
I don't love when they eat my freaking Christmas light.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm here, because I know that you're a supporter of the weasel rights and weasel awareness.
I would like him to live somewhere safer where what he has to eat is, I guess, chili.
Chili, and not Christmas.
I just want to say he's promoting weasel awareness, so people will hopefully be aware of all the weasels in the neighborhood and tell him where this one is.
Mm.
I mean, you probably need to chip it. You need to chip it. You need to chip your weasel. You need to chip your weasel and feed it some chili.
I'll chip its dang tooth with one big punch.
Hey, hold on. That's over the line. What kind of... Is this a WAGA? Is this a WAGA podcast?
Weasel America.
Greatness.
Gross again?
Gross again, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Hi.
It's, so, hi.
Oh,
do
no.
Do you want to do it?
Oh, no.
Who are you saying hi to? Hi, Devin.
No, if you want.
Hi, Devin.
No.
No, there's no. Who am I saying hi to? There's dozens of listeners. All waiting. When are they going to notice us?
Hi, Mom.
And this is us looking straight down the barrel of the lens and saying, hi.
It's been like,
happy you came.
We're a little out of shape. It's been a while. It feels like it's been a long time since we did this show. And it is a show.
And it's a show. And it's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting on the big show.
Can I take 1 second to remember how to do the show?
Please. Please. And while you're doing
just that. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah. And you need silence for it?
Yep.
Just okay. And?
Oh, okay.
And I actually wouldn't mind having a moment.
Can I just 1 second? Please?
You're not finished?
No.
Wait, that was a long. This is a long moment, though.
I haven't even gotten it yet.
I feel like you're milking the moment. I'm so sorry.
Just give me one more second. Okay.
Oh, that's so awkward. It got awkward.
I didn't even get it.
What?
Okay.
I've only got the chance to remember like two things.
Well, I should do it at the same time then.
Okay, yes.
Because otherwise, so we're going to have to wait for me afterwards.
And Felicia, you could use a moment to remember to be a guest.
I can probably be better. I can probably if I channeled myself.
Okay, so let's all take a second to remember how to do our respective jobs, Devin.
Yeah. Please, oh, thank you. And Devin, if you could, too. Yeah.
What?
That's right.
No.
Just say yes.
Oh, right.
Just sell the book. Sell the podcast. No, just sell.
Raiders.
Sell
turn it.
It
up and down.
Just sell.
That can't be right.
Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. Get to stop the recording.
Yes. That could be good.
Oh boy, I didn't comb my hair.
That could be good. Levels look nice.
Are we done yet?
Okay.
Let's do the show from here on.
Now I really remember. I remembered a lot of stuff.
I got a couple pieces back.
Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Wagwan.
And it is showbiz.
Yeah.
Wagwan.
Welcome, Felicia.
Yeah.
Felicia Day.
That's my name.
In relation to Charles?
That's my dad.
Charlie Day is your dad.
No, not Charlie Day.
Imagine.
No.
Charlie Day from Pacific Rim is your dad. The scientist who is really having a tough time at Pacific Rim
tough
is your
time.
Dad.
No, but I do feel like the days were gifted the whole state of New Jersey early in the beginnings of this country. Mm. And so I'm sure that Charlie and I are somehow distantly related. We're both a slightly puffy and pasty, very white.
Mm.
Very sort of nondescript sort of quirkiness.
Mm.
I'm sure they were related.
Any relation to Ben Day, who was on the golf team in my high school one year above me?
I mean, I think we're all descended from the New Jersey days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had vast estates, and I don't really know why I'm not landed right now, but it's okay. I am do qualify for the Daughters of American Revolution.
Wow,
you're
very
dar.
Interested in genealogy.
I have
and
an
like
ancestry,
ethnic makeup.
Well, I have an ancestry.com account that I just keep forgetting to cancel for like 7 years now. So I'm going to get into that one day.
You just keep forgetting. And so instead of canceling it, you just look at it.
I just look at once a year, I look at my credit card statements. So I'm like, whoa, what happened there? That and you're a member of a gym. These are crazy things.
Better than my money's worth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dig in.
I spent $400 on Highlights magazines this year and I didn't know.
You forgot to cancel Highlights magazine from when you were a baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so long ago.
Parents. So this is how you teach your children financial understanding is you make them pay for their own magazines.
Yeah.
Well, and forgetting to cancel.
Magazines are free.
Unfortunately, is exactly what Goofus would have done.
Yes.
Oh, he would still be paying.
Would still be paying. I'm such a Goofus.
But they're not going to run that one. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Highlights is going to run the Goofus of Gallant where Gallant remembers to cancel his Highlights magazine.
They won't buy them, though.
No, no, no.
Yeah, okay.
Gallant has a 401k.
I dare them.
Goofus has a lot of student loan debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Goofus getting his master's.
In like medieval Renaissance
back
poetry.
On the merry-go-round. Yep.
Felicia, did I hear you whisper something about a book before?
I do. I have a book.
Sell the book.
Would you like me to sell the book? I mean, I feel like you have a super engaged fan base. Like all 12 of them are really needing some self-improvement.
Excuse me. I said dozens.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you said dozen.
24 fans.
Yeah. It's called Embrace Your Weird, Face Your Fears, and Unleash Creativity.
And what kind of book is this? What is this going on inside the pages?
It's big.
If you have a
very small
a lack, it's about 250 pages. If you have a lack of creativity in your life,
huge.
It's supposed to channel it. You're supposed to use glitter in it and markers, etc.
Markers in the book.
Inside the book, yeah.
To read.
There's a book.
It's a glitter bomb.
Glitter. I mean, I don't want to encourage people to make weaponry like Anarchist Cookbook. It is not. Mm-hmm. It really is, but it's an inner soul Anarchist Cookbook. Like you need to revolutionize yourself and maybe blow yourself up from the
inside. Blow yourself up and
go to
jail.
Yes, a fertilizer bomb for the
inside,
soul.
Inside, for the soul, yeah. So that's the book. It's a good stocking stuffer.
That's it, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
Your stocking would be pretty stuffed with 250 pages in there.
I wrote
and a marker.
So many pages. And I did. There's drawings in there, but I didn't do the drawings.
How many pages is one? Say drawings again.
Drawings? Drawings?
Drawings.
Is that a weird way to say the word, drawings? What am I doing different than other people?
No, to me, it sounds right. Hayes is the one.
No, said. I'm just realizing I'm weird by saying drawings. It's supposed to be drawings.
I said, yeah.
Do I say that word weird? I say button very weird.
Drawings, button.
Button. Listen, I am Katharine Hepburn.
How about drawer?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's your old New Jersey heritage, your transatlantic accent.
It's mid-Atlantic.
What do you pull out from like a dresser?
A sock?
No, like, what are you?
No, she got your ass. Sorry. No. It's over. She got you. She burned your ass.
I'm in New Jersey. So then is that home and phone?
No, I've only been to New Jersey twice. Mm. I went to New Jersey to the shore to meet some friends I met online when I was 14.
Mm-hmm, the situation, et cetera.
The situation, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had an affair with the situation.
Went to the shore to meet the situation.
You and him cybered.
That's Mike why I'm Sorrentino. So pale. He and I had intercourse and he drew all my melanin out of my body.
Now he has it all.
He had it
and
all.
He did
that's
that via
so
cybering?
Hey, sounds like me at the summer barbecue. I'm drawing the melanin. You know what I mean? Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, you mean like melon?
Yeah, I mean, I'm drawing all that melon.
So you laughed before.
I didn't get it, but I laughed anyway. It was more of a pity laugh.
Watermelon.
He has this way of like holding his finger against his ear that makes him seem like he's sophisticated.
That's not my ear.
It's that. Your jawline. You're trying to pull it back a little bit. Trying to make it a little sharper. I do that.
Yeah, what's left of it. Look. Alicia, would it shock you to know that I was once considered quite beautiful?
Really?
I'm asking a question. It's a yes or no.
No, she's being shocked.
I'm just questioning you. The veracity of any of those statements.
Let me say look again. Look, here's something that we used to talk about on this show.
Is that how you draw attention in a podcast? Look?
Yes.
Why don't you listen?
How I try to.
Here.
I think Felicia needs another minute to remember how to be a guest. I'm sorry.
So sorry.
We've obviously remembered how to do our jobs. We're hosting the fuck out of this damn thing.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
We're not anywhere near an
idea. We're on a speed bag right now in the studio.
What's a speed bag?
That's Rocky. Picture Rocky.
Oh, I thought it was a new drug or something. I don't do those.
That's the speed bag makes when we do it.
Yeah.
Or a speed bump?
A speed ball.
A speed ball, that's it.
Is when you friggin' mix up the cocaine with the heroin.
I knew it. It was a drug thing.
Yeah. You're in the fast lane and the slow lane at the same damn time.
Wow, you're getting a little sense of nostalgia in your eye right now. Guys.
You're taking me back.
I literally see 2009 in your eye, in the right eyeball right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this book must be pretty smart.
I'm wearing the New Year's glasses from 2009.
The last good ones.
Yeah.
The last ones that you could actually use as real glasses. Yeah.
You could just put like a piece of tape over that and actually use it for last year.
Mm-hmm.
To do 2019. Or you could just see this That'd year
out.
That'd
be a big piece
on.
Of tape. Okay, yeah. Can I just say that's going to be a big ass tape.
Okay, they have it. Go to Home Depot.
That's going to be a honking ass big ass tape. Jesus, I don't know if I have that much tape, Felicia. I might be better off buying a new pair of glasses.
Let me say what I was going to say.
You had something?
Yeah.
Something big.
We used to say on this show, nerds is cool now.
Yeah.
Nerds is cool now?
Yes, and bullies is
pumping our gas.
Pumping our gas.
Is that a good
and
thing?
Nerds rule, and the nerds are in charge, and the bullies... Well, they have to pump our gas.
What does that mean? Like physically pump gas?
Well, if you've been to New Jersey more often, you would know. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you don't
pump your gas there.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. The bullies
do it for you.
So I thought it was a sexual thing.
Okay.
Pump your gas. Like your gas is your dick.
I'm beginning to see why you and Devin get along.
I'm just wondering.
Because everything goes there somehow.
No, I'm genuinely confused. Maybe it's just the way, the lascivious way you touch, you're touching your temple, your eyeball, orbital, and then your nose and your lip. It's like all four fingers are stroking your face like Inspector Gadget, Dr. Claw stroked the cat.
Do you recall? His face is the cat.
Do you remember a toy called like an alien ball, and there would be two metal pieces on like a ping pong ball, and then you would touch it and it would start glowing red and you would go wee.
Oh yeah. I don't have toys.
You didn't have to have it. You could just know what it is. Just so just
as a good guess, essentially, should I say yes?
I'm a
yes.
human version of this, okay. Where I have to be touching my temple, eye, nose, and lip in order to kind of activate the podcast noises that come out of
connects uh-huh. electricity.
You're it's a human like, theremin.
It's like a potato battery.
I okay. complete the
You're
circuit.
You're playing
yeah.
yourself with your own fingers, like yes. a theremin. Devin is having a problem over here.
Well, and to Devin, that obviously sounds extremely sexual, as all things somehow do.
Are you drinking Squirt?
No, bubbly.
Oh.
Devin, you want to talk about horniness for a moment while we sort of get the show back on track?
Not particularly.
Is there a track to this show for sure? Like, is there a track?
Well, you don't want there to be, but there is.
I'm a good guest. I will let you track it up.
The track is this.
The nerd stuff.
Fucking kick ass.
Yeah.
Nerds are in charge now. And finally. And I am one of these people who was reading the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Family Circle?
Please.
For babies.
It was shaped like a circle, but it was called Family Circus.
Okay. I always got that mixed up. I really got that. But you know what? That was super nerdy the way you said that.
Family Circle is the magazine that you forgot to cancel.
Is your hair real?
Is my hair real?
I'm so sorry. It just occurred to me that could be just an accessory you put on.
Okay.
You leave
just about
that.
The only thing that's real.
Okay.
It's just so moppish. I'm so sorry.
So why would I make it be like this?
I don't
if
know.
If I had to choose it be in any way.
I'm so
why sorry. Would I have it be moppish?
Because you want to channel Dennis the Menace from the 1960s. You're just
here, I'll say this. I can tell your hair's real. Now, how's that feel?
Well, that's because I've been pubes out, okay?
And you say you forgot to comb it before.
Oh, that too. What were you asking?
I don't know that I was asking anything.
You were saying about the comics. Do you read the comics now?
Comic books.
Oh, the comic books.
Please,
I read the comics every day. I try to explain the comics to my daughter.
We must.
And there are some that are in there, like Chickweed Lane. Chickweed Lane.
Nine Chickweed Lane.
That is one of the worst things ever created. No offense to the gentleman who
does it. Oh, because it has a take?
There's no
because it has like an opinion for what?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. It's not just spoon feeding you what you've already agreed
holy
on.
Holy shit. Are you Chick Whitley? Are you Chick Whitley like fans?
Nine.
Oh, because it actually tries to tell a story instead of just going for the cheap laugh.
The story is a naked woman with flowing hair over a piano and then they go merp. And I'm like, how is that funny?
Okay. So portraying women's sexuality in a newspaper comic is out of bounds in 2019.
There's a man who's always stroking a pregnant woman's belly in it. It's so gross. It's just disgusting, this comic, the whole arc of it this year. I'm
God forbid a father be involved in his child's life.
Listen, if you spend a
should
week
be holding his nose, looking at the pregnant belly and holding his nose to say P.U. That's what you want.
Stinky.
This whole week it's just a woman playing a piano with her hair flowing
that's
around.
What I'm saying, like, it tells a story.
There's no fucking story.
Stick around, baby.
Jesus.
Attention spans with these phones.
I'm gonna leave if we don't get off the chickweed lane. I'm enraged right now. Chickweed lane is the
good. I'm glad.
The scourge of the comic universe. Okay, I'd rather be Drabble
you
Family
go
Dave
you
for
want.
The rest of my life.
I'll be on 9 Chickweed Lane, laughing my fucking ass off.
God, I hate it so much.
I'll be losing it. She's playing the piano.
Her hair's flowing around.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
This is a throwback to the old comics.
You and hair,
Mr.
Huh?
Natural.
It's
you
just
know?
This comic, okay? It's just like your hair enrages me now because I can picture it in 9 Chickweed Lane.
Okay, and now so, it's a compliment.
And now we're getting to the heart of this, and you probably
so
didn't
funny,
even love
probably.
Mr. Natural.
All right, let's talk about nerds.
Yeah, let's talk
they're
about
cool
it.
They're cool now.
They rock. It's too bright in here.
Yeah,
did it get brighter all of a sudden?
I think it did.
You woke up.
Maybe
oh,
I finally
she has
did.
A pretty good guess after all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I finally did woke up.
This nerd stuff.
The nerd shit.
It's everywhere. We used to talk about it a lot and then we kind of forgot to, but it was very popular at the time.
At the time?
Yeah, the time we were talking about it.
Yeah,
like,
it's
like,
fallen out
of
fashion.
Oh, I thought like you were talking years ago. We're talking like currently in this podcast about 10 minutes ago.
We were talking.
It's cyclical and we're on the other end of it. It's now people are pissed.
It's not as popular right now. I mean, I feel like now it's just like, okay, we got popular and now we're just, it's like merging onto the freeway.
Mm.
Like before the freeway was down to one lane, but then it's like the cars are all on the freeway and everyone's just driving now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying, and I actually knew way before you were even done.
Got you. So I don't even need to
finish sometimes. Sometimes
see,
you
see, and like right
finish.
Then.
Yeah, right then.
Like right then.
Because I
could, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Do it, yeah. So some of the nerd stuff, even though it's not as big, and they tried to do a show here, they did Nerd Poker, and
Nerd Poker. I just guessed it on Nerd Poker. Did they get fired from here?
Wait, they jump ship?
They did.
I don't know. I just...
You should ask Engineer Sam about it sometime.
I just did 2 episodes.
Why don't you just tell me? You're here.
Why don't you
make
tell the whole
go
audience.
Talk to Engineer Sam?
What's the guy? Hey, Devin, what's the sitch?
He's always passing me off to Engineer Sam.
Yeah.
I know. Who's
you do
Sam?
It. You do something for once.
No, it's Sam's like freelance gig now is doing that.
What the heck?
He's running Nerd Poker.
Sam was
still.
Really cool.
He's moonlighting at Nerd Poker.
He was funny. Yeah. He's not cool, maybe. I don't know. I felt kinship to Sam. He was great at wrangling a mic. No insult, Devin. You're good, too.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
He does have a good on mic voice.
No shade.
Yeah.
No shade. You can wrangle a mic
as
well.
So basically, all you do is, are you casting shade against another podcast that you thought was okay to cast shade against, and now they're gone? Now you feel a little, embarrassed?
Dude, you leave Earwolf, sometimes you fall clean off the map.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly thought they didn't exist.
There be dragons. No, that's nerd shit.
Yeah.
You really dug deep for that one.
Yeah.
Great. Mm.
That's from friggin' Hobbit or something.
Yeah.
Mm,
from
wow.
Smaug.
Smaug.
Smaug says that.
Smaug.
So.
What do you want to know here?
We don't want to know anything. We want to have fun with our nerdy friend. So I thought they didn't exist anymore, so I thought it was okay for us to do this. But we
still
often
is
do
okay.
Shows that still exist.
So they disappeared from your view, and they probably
now Earwolf needs
anymore,
a
right?
Nerd podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
we
I'm on
are
one. Voyage to the Stars.
Yeah.
That one's pretty.
Yeah,
great.
We already did
we
that.
We did it
with
already.
Janet.
What? We're done.
Why am I here then?
The janitor.
Why the fuck am I on a podcast?
You
right
tell
now?
Me, man.
The janitor.
I get a fucking text
and she
from
cleaned
Kevin
up all right.
It wow. Says, hey, you got Felicia Day.
Like it
says,
was like a victory?
I go, for real this time?
Yeah, well, in this case,
for
we did have to reschedule
time?
A couple times.
Yeah.
What kind of shitty, passive aggressive, like, let me see that text message.
Okay.
Let me see the list. Let me see it.
What list?
You call me a redhead fireball? Oh, wow.
No. When I came in, I'm talking to Felicia, and she goes, "You don't know who I am, do you?"
I did say that. That was the first thing out of my mouth.
And wow. What did I say?
He was like, "Hey, I get to do a little bit of chit-chat." And then you stared at me like you were either like, God, you literally had a look in your eye like, fuck, I can't, how am I going to fill the next 7.5 minutes of my life with this woman? That's literally what you had in your eye.
That's how I feel all the time with everyone, including my loved ones.
And I sat there and I ate those free raisins out there. And I've just kind of stared at you like, well, how long is this going to go on?
Well, what I found was reminder that Felicia Day is Thursday at 7.
Somebody reminded you? Was that Devin?
No. That was Kevin.
Kevin.
I'll be flying back the next day, so I asked Devin to engineer.
Okay.
Because he knows her so
well. And there's
a
party right now. You guys, did you get invited to the party?
The party is the issue. He wants us to keep this episode brief so that Devin can go to the party. Devin?
It's very kind of him to care.
Where's the party?
That is very nice of
you. Around the corner.
Yeah. Are you guys, didn't get invited?
Live karaoke? Up your button around the corner.
Okay. Oh, no. And I walked right into it. I thanked him really quietly.
Can you just clarify to me, you guys were not invited to the Earwolf holiday party?
I can't keep track of all these Earwolf events.
Why is there a tear coming out of your left eye?
Because
I'm so sorry.
It's just really dry in here.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But yes, of course we know who you are. Mm. You are the one female Mythbuster.
That's Karen Bryan.
We can't do that on this episode.
We're obviously not going to do that.
Yes, we have to do dungeons.
Okay, just get it going. We got to keep this brief. Dev has a party to go to.
Okay. What's the first thing we do?
Help us create characters that are as iconic as the characters we've created on this show already. Santa Man.
Oh, Santa Man.
Moriarty.
You created Moriarty?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Santa Man's enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. Funny, right?
No.
Well, you don't get it.
I'm just being honest.
You know what they say, 2 dozen people can't be wrong.
Okay. So what I would recommend is I need to know your personality.
Can I stop you?
Party crusher,
okay.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda is totally a cleric, right? What do you think, Devin?
Yeah, for sure.
Puberty Yoda, I guess. Not really a baby. Starting to actually become a man. Puberty Yoda.
I hope his voice doesn't crack.
Well, I don't know. Sounds like something that...
I wish I knew how to talk like Yoda. Then I could do a really funny version of it, but
We don't have that in our wheelhouse here now. But here's the thing.
Imagine a voice cracking version of however he talks.
How he talks? Imagine. I don't know what he would say. But he'd go like...
Could be so funny. Yeah.
What?
If he had...
Lightsaber! Lightsaber!
Here's the thing. No, here's the thing
please?
About...
Please? Oh, pass me the lightsaber, please?
Wow.
Dad!
Lightsaber, pass... That's not how Yoda even talks, man.
Oh, come on, Dad. Everyone else has a lightsaber.
His dad is 39-year-old Yoda.
Here's the thing about Baby Yoda, though, for real. If you go through puberty, that means you have like a hormonal surge. That means you're going to get a bunch of Woodies. So it's Woody Yoda.
Okay.
Like, puberty Yoda
and it makes
is
that sound
Woody
like, psh, right? Yeah. And that is nerd comedy.
You're in the middle of math class.
You got it.
Yoda, could you come do this problem on the board? could you ask someone else?
Yes.
That's the first time I've genuinely been amused this whole time.
Yeah, man.
Well, then you are a true nerd.
Yeah, it's true.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and You will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often, when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is.
Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, listen, I would propose a scenario to you guys.
Okay, we already proposed one, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just retcon that. Okay. Here we go. You guys, and I want to make it analogous to something that you guys might have in your real life. So let's, okay, there's a club.
Big Mite there. A Mite's club. Doing a lot of work.
Might
there.
Have in our what?
You guys are at a club.
She was going to say wheelhouse.
And you want to
get but you didn't,
in,
right?
I didn't say, whatever. But I let you think it, right?
What you talking about, wheelhouse?
A club?
You're at a club and you guys want to get in and you can't get in.
What club? Club Deviate?
Is it Club Deviate?
On the third floor of Hollywood at Highland?
I don't go out. Is that one?
Yes. Yeah. It's where they do the freaking Kiss Mix from every Friday and Saturday.
I don't know your
night.
Words that you're saying. What
the
is the Kiss,
Kiss Mix? Is broadcast from Club Deviate.
You ever heard of the Jingle Ball?
What are you saying? What are your words?
I mean, you don't go out. You'd even go out to the Jingle Ball.
No, I don't
even
know.
Even nerds go. So the nerds being cool now. Now the entire Jingle Ball is nerds.
Oh.
It's right. Loaded with nerds.
Everybody's
Club Deviate, full of nerds.
200 nerds and the Lumineers.
Hot, cut, wet
sexy nerds.
I don't want to see any of that.
Nerd jocks.
We're never going to get to my point, are we?
The club.
The club. Okay, we're at the club, and you need to get in. How would you do it?
Is it One Oak?
It's One Oak.
Can I get a table?
No, you can't even get in. How are you going to approach the bouncer? Are you going to be aggressive? Are you going to use your wiles? Are you going to have somebody else do it for you? How are you going to approach this problem? That's going to give me a little insight into your personality to let you know what class you're in.
One second. Sort of getting into
I'm really
this
getting
tune.
Through, yeah.
boogie down. Boogie.
Bad boy Bill. So I probably would ask my wife if she knows anyone who works in the kitchen or
so
anything
married
like
you?
That.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I think, wait, let me For see now. Your hands. Let me see your hands.
My hands?
Let me see your hands.
You're going to ask if they're real?
I just want to see them. You have
say
a wedding ring,
like,
too.
Mops. Yeah.
You guys got, did you, what happened there?
My wife, so, like, try this out for size, nerd. My wife is Carrie Ann Moss. Or technically.
What?
That's right.
So, she is not my wife, but I am her husband.
Oh, yes. Is that a proxy thing? Like
it's
in
like,
the 14th century?
She, like...
All squares are not rectangles or whatever.
Yes.
You know, but
right. So, like, she is not married to me, but I am married to her.
He is married to her, yes.
Got
yes.
you. Okay. What about you?
So, I am married to tennis superstar Steffi Graf.
Oh, she's incredible.
Yes.
Do you get intimidated because her forearms are so much burlier than yours? Because you are like you're like a twig from the wrist to the elbow. I'm so sorry. It's just an mm-hmm. observation I just made.
No, that's fine. I think it's good to insult people's bodies. What I'll say is I have a lot of love for Steffi. She's the best wife in the world. I have not seen her for several years.
Wow.
And I am not allowed in her house.
Oh.
But
okay.
If I was trying to get into One Oak... I think I would use my yearly text and say, do you know anyone who works in the kitchen or anything?
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be a wizard move. Don't you think, Devin?
Yeah, it sounds wizardy.
100% sounds
You're
wizardy.
A wizard.
Yeah.
I'm
okay,
a wizard.
Okay, so it is.
A cantrip. You have a Steffi Graf cantrip that you just pull out of your, you know, your book of spells.
Mm-hmm.
You have it prepared for an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm. What's a cantrip? It's like a
what's simple
that, like a trip
spell?
For a freaking camp?
It's, no, it's just a simple spell.
It's just
Anthony.
A joke.
God damn it.
Jesus.
How, don't you insult
joke.
My people.
Is this a joke?
Fuck off.
He's making a joke.
Jesus Christ. So fucking
insulting.
I don't
really think that Can is taking a trip.
Just don't even say it. Don't have it come out of your
okay,
mouth again,
I was
okay?
Just kidding.
What's the
Jesus.
Word again?
Don't say it.
What is How do you
it?
Spell it?
I'm it. I'm spell out of here. I'm out.
Devin,
sorry.
Just spell it.
No, but I'm going to take a napkin.
Spell
I'm
the word.
This is a napkin.
No,
right
don't
there.
Do that.
Right
ow,
here.
Ow.
Right in front of the mic.
Ow.
Okay, stop it.
Wow. Mm. That was like a minor spell.
Yeah. It was, it's not a cantrip. It was a little one.
She's having another one of her spells.
How do you spell that?
I'm not going backwards.
I'm asking Devin.
Oh, Devin?
I assume C-A-N-T-R-I-P.
He doesn't know.
I'm not a D&D person.
He's a bully.
But
wow, Devin.
Devin, known jock.
Have you harassed?
No jock.
Are you a guy who does lacrosse?
No.
He's always, sure? Yes, he is. He's always cradling.
He's cradling.
He's oh. Walking down the halls at Earwolf just cradling his big blue defenseman stick.
I spend like 30
particularly
hours
offensive
a week.
To me as someone who's 1/8 Native American.
Oh, really?
That he's bastard.
Are you going to go there?
Invented it. He invented it.
Yes, and now Devin and all his prep school
He's not
buddies.
Going there. He was already here. You came there.
I've been here. You're the one who was there.
The New Jersey days.
There's so much water left in it. There's like a lot of water in there.
Stay hydrated.
Drank it like it was almost.
I want to. Can okay. I get to be someone
yeah, hey,
as well?
On. Yeah. Well, you have. Listen, you've already. Heard
okay, so
the
do
scenario.
A scenario. This is the same scenario. I don't get a new scenario.
I mean, when you play D&D,
everyone
you're in a party.
Is asked how they get into One Oak.
Okay, listen. Okay. You.
Limbo under the friggin' Corden.
Mm-hmm. You.
The James Corden.
The next Madea. Movie comes
okay.
out.
Okay.
Okay, we have red carpet. You want to go.
Yes.
How are you going to get. How are you going to get that PR person to get let you in?
Okay. I call my publicist. It
yeah.
goes to voicemail after one ring.
Okay.
I leave a very long voicemail. A lot of like catch. We have a lot of catching up to do. So I talk about all the stuff
Ooh.
That I've been accomplishing lately.
Oh,
that
wow.
I would like to get press for.
Oh, wow.
Where is it? What theater?
It's at the Hollywood. It's at the Pantages.
It's at the Pantages
yeah.
Theater?
They kicked out any
freaking
Disney
Wicked
movie.
Is kicked
they
out?
They kicked it out.
to screen the new Madea movie.
Yep.
And I would be upset about that.
One Night
at
Hamilton.
If they did that, because I am a wizard, you call me, which is...
A wizard.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying wizard. The
no,
character
you're a
from
wizard.
The, William Finn play falsettos.
Wow.
The musical.
That is some deep reference I don't care about.
Wizards, Marvin's new boyfriend. So I thought that was what you meant, and I was very upset to hear that the Pantages is no longer doing theater because, of course, it's one of the only places I can exist.
Uh-huh. Can we not talk about you for a second? We're on haste right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess the way, given that it's at the Pantages...
Yeah.
My way in would be understudy for one of the Munchkins.
Wow.
Ah.
There's a Munchkin in the new Madea movie. That's a turn.
No, not in the Madea movie, in Wicked.
Oh, in Wicked. And then you just kind of
so
go
we do
in
the show. I maybe I'm in it. Maybe
that's a thief. You're a thief.
Maybe
you're
the main guy. No.
You're a rogue. You're a rogue. You're a backstabber. You're a nefarious
this
sort of like.
This guy's a rogue.
Yeah, you're a rogue, man.
No, it's not. It's not thief.
I mean, it's.
It's not thief. I was already allowed to be there. And if I. It's squatter's rights. If you're in a play at the Pantages, you get to stay there.
He's a citizen and he has rights.
As long as you don't leave,
uh-huh.
You are a sovereign citizen of the theater.
Wow. I mean, it
that's
feels
what
like,
I am is, and what all performers are.
You'd have a lot of points in persuasion. That's what I would say.
Mm.
You'd be a rogue. And you'd have a lot of points in persuasion. That's all
okay.
I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So he's a rogue.
Right.
And I'm wizard.
You're a wizard. Wizard. Devin, what would you be?
It's a good question.
Give him a scenario.
Yeah, okay, your scenario.
Bust a scenario.
Okay, listen. You are a parent of a small child,
right,
and the latest craze comes out. The latest toy craze.
Okay, not again. Not another craze.
At a Target. No. It's a Hatchimal.
Turbo
equivalent.
Man. Gotcha. Hatchimal.
Yeah.
It's not a Hatchimal.
Whatever's hot this year.
It's Turbo Hatchimola.
It's Turbo Man.
It's Turbo Man.
Yeah,
okay.
Turbo Man.
You really want a Turbo Man for your child,
of course.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
How are you going to get... Now, the doors are about to open.
Mm-hmm.
There's a crowd milling about. How are you going to get that Turbo Man number one? How are you going to be numero uno?
Mm-hmm.
That's,
I mean, on
Turbo Man.
That's
Jingle
All the Way. Jingle All the Way.
That's Turbo Man.
Yeah, that's Turbo
that's
Man.
Turbo
yeah.
Man. I think rather than engage in the violence of attempting to beat the other people to the Turbo
Not
Man.
Not a barbarian, okay.
Right. Mm. I think that I would wait for people to come out with a Turbo Man and attempt to purchase it from them.
Oh, you said
for
it,
a
oh,
markup.
When you were saying that, I was like, you would beat them up and steal it from them.
No, I would
like,
not
oh,
do that.
Oh, okay.
No, he's a merchant.
Wow, direct. That is really interesting.
He's mercantile.
You would be like an NPC.
Yeah, right.
You'd be nothing.
Well, that's the engineers for you.
Devin's a freaking NPC.
The NPC. I'm so sorry you're not a real person.
NPC.
I might have a good cut scene, though.
You would have a good cut scene, and if you died, you'd motivate somebody in something.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah.
So with these two guys.
There's cut scenes in this?
You can put them in, you know, whatever.
You're allowed to do that?
Do a cut scene in a D&D thing?
Yeah.
You could certainly have, like, a sidebar.
I thought it was just, like, we're
sidebar.
Just, like, sitting around. You do a sidebar. So now
sidebar.
You know what this stuff is.
I was accidentally pregnant in one of my campaigns. But with a pirate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
With a pirate.
Yeah, it slipped in.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my show.
So, what powers do I have?
What kind of powers do you have?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have a spell book. Yeah. And I would say
this lady in books.
He's selling the book.
It's like
I would say that you could probably I don't know what kind of element attracts you the most, like fire, wind,
no,
water, earth.
No, too windy.
Okay, water.
Soaked.
Air. Was the same thing as wind.
I don't know.
Earth, metal. Huh? Any kind
metal.
Of
metal.
What about animals?
What kind of attracts me the most?
What, I'm just trying to figure out what kind of spells he might like be attracted to. You know, the elements.
Magnet
or...
spells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think that's gonna work at all. What? Why? You have an inside joke going on? Magnet spells. What is that creepy laugh?
I get it.
Magnet spells.
Oh God. I'm uncomfortable. Can we? Devin has to go to a party, y'all.
Don't mind me. I'm literally having a fantastic
Devin's having
time
the time
right
of his life.
He really likes you. I look at him and he's so like chuckling, like he really enjoys you guys.
We're friends with the engineers. When this episode started, Felicia was like, why is he allowed in the room? Why is he allowed
record,
in here?
No, for the record, Devin sits behind the glass per the restraining order when I record Voice of the Stars, all right? So having him this close and being able to breathe the CO2 that comes out of him is actually lethal to my ego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
When I met Felicia, I shook her hand and I had barely released her hand and she went, are you sick?
I did.
I'm not.
But you
I wasn't
came in with
doing
such any,
this
weird...
was before she said, you don't even know who I am,
yes,
do you?
Yeah.
That was before. We really hit it off early.
Yeah.
You just looked a little like you, A, didn't want to be here, and B, a little bit anemic. Just both of those two things.
I guess,
was
fair
it the...
enough.
I mean, is it just like a lack of meat? Do you need to eat some meat right now?
I had sort of like a little... turkey stick earlier.
Mm-hmm. Turkey? A stick of turkey?
It's
is
like
that
a bully
stick?
Stick. He can like chew on it
it's
for
a good turkey stick.
What? Thing. Oh, like a dog? Like the.
It's for chew on it for a really long time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Those aren't for humans, but okay.
It's for babies, yeah.
Human babies.
No, babies don't get turkey sticks, I don't think.
Well, not when I'm around, no.
Okay.
Snatch them all up.
Wow.
What's element?
Oh,
element's skateboard.
Yeah, I mean, maybe do you want to be a necromancer and like channel dead things? That's kind of fun.
He's something of when you see him with his wife years ago, he was something of a necromancer.
His wife is dead?
No, but
I'm so sorry.
It's romancing her neck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Romancing the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You mean like with a hickey?
He's a hickey monster.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. That's so tacky.
I was leaving mad hickeys on Steffi Graf.
Oh, Steffi. Poor Steffi. No wonder she won't let you live in their house anymore.
Yeah. Might want to throw on a turtleneck tomorrow.
She can't wear
Steffi.
A mock turtleneck at the open.
I'm going to town.
Oh, God. Disgusting.
I lock it on the carotid and just start sucking.
Well, maybe you might be a vampire then. I think you should be you are definitely a necromancer.
A vampire?
A vampire? Ooh, with a Y?
With a W and a Y and no E.
Do you guys do golf
and two
clubs?
M's.
Have you heard of that secret golf club on Cahuenga?
Mm. Oh, we know
the club. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Secret.
It's a secret.
I didn't even know what it was secret because people, I knew about it.
Because I knew, so
it's invite Hayes. Only.
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes sense because I was invited.
And I was, and I thought everyone else was.
Just like you were to the Christmas party.
To the goth, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what kind of stuff do you do there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would never go. I wasn't invited. I didn't know about it.
No, it sucks. I couldn't have gone.
I know people who go, and then when they describe their evening there, I'm like, I don't even want to be invited.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I did it as a joke.
Sucks. I was kidding.
I mean, it'd be dark there, and there's goths there, and then it'd be just a dark goth club.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So many piercings.
Forget it.
If I went in there with some magnets, come on. Wow, that was real pandery. Jesus, I was trying to do a callback. I'm done here.
We laughed. Don't laugh was the callback as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
So we did?
So what character is Felicia going to be?
What's your guy?
And we should give you a scenario.
I mean, here's the thing. Are we a party? Or are we just playing separately? Like, if my personality would be more like a sorcerer, really high charisma, low intelligence kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's really fun. Although I would have suspected that for you, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
really
wow.
High charisma.
High
really
charisma. That's pretty nice.
That's the nicest thing.
Low intelligence.
Certainly that you've said, and probably that anyone has.
Uh-huh. So, like, if we were a party, we would need some muscle, mm-hmm. and that's not necessarily the role that I usually play. But I would be mm-hmm. happy to be like mm-hmm. A spell sword. Or, you know, like, that would be a warrior, but also who could do some spells. They can, like, enchant their weapon.
Mm-hmm. Unfair.
Yeah, it's a little dual classy. It's a little...
A warrior and is doing spells as well?
Yeah. Well, I'm a multitasker. I wear a lot of hats.
Okay, then I'm like a giant that can, like, do lightning bolts.
You're
and is smart. Like, I get to do whatever. It's like, I'm like the like a smart, incredibly strong giant.
You're an incredibly strong giant rogue
who can do lightning bolts has like
I'm the planet. I'm the whole planet.
Which one?
For the entire game.
I don't know how that works.
And I'm Jesus, and I'm friends with.
You're gonna role play Jesus. Jesus was more of a cleric, I would think, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
yeah.
I can see that.
Okay, we cannot get into the. I was warned that you were gonna do this.
What?
Every time.
Listen,
we cannot get into this.
Jesus was a cleric. He has such high stats. I love him so much.
No.
He makes out with bats.
Whoa!
That was like a rap. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That's
you thinking of Jesus or
that's
Alice
Minnesota
Cooper?
Rap.
That's like Minnesota rap right there.
You're
please,
welcome.
Minnesota rap is slug.
Yeah, Doomtree. Come on.
Okay. A spell sword.
Yeah.
Who's pregnant as well, you said?
I mean, when I was a wizard and I was accidentally impregnated by
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. Well, not Captain, the equivalent in that world. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So that was my character in that particular campaign, mm-hmm. but you can play a different character every time.
From the movie?
Nope.
You don't listen to the score?
Absolutely
you
not.
You don't appreciate a good score?
No, I don't listen to any, and I don't listen to one lyric ever. I don't even want, it's as if
no
I'm
no lyrics?
No lyrics.
Is that true?
100%. I don't
That's
care
true.
About a lyric. I'm apathetic about it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dev.
I have. It's funny because I really like lyrics and records, but I'll have favorites. No
Devin,
idea what the
it's
words
not
are
your
for like
show. Devin, stop.
We're having a little moment.
We're having a spinoff, okay? It's me and Devin having a spinoff.
Sidebar. It was a
okay,
sidebar. With
she didn't even ask you a question.
NPC sidebar.
You're acting
NPC.
Like it's an
interview. You don't
listen to the score or the lyrics?
I mean, no. Why?
What
why
the fuck
would
are you
I
listen it to?
I listen to the. I just watch the lips move.
It's just a music video on mute.
Uh huh.
Well, that's very interesting.
Wow.
So finally now. You know, like, talk about that. Like, that's interesting. You've this got other my stuff.
Attention. I finally got interesting. Yeah. After 2.5 hours of talking, it seems
this
like.
This is now, it has not been that long.
I don't know how long it's been, but it feels.
Now, should we talk about.
Like, my eyebrows grew.
Hayes,
we used to play, do we have the song?
Which one?
The song, how long has it been?
The song for how long has it been?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with this trope.
We used to play a song.
We would play it on the show a lot.
Oh, I apologize.
A fan made it.
I apologize that that's before my time. And it's not in the playlist at this time.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say what you're going to say and I'll see if I can find it.
He's phoning it in because he's already at the party, Devin is.
Phoning nothing in. It's just before my time. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can see it.
He's got a little shimmy in his shoulders.
Yeah, from the waist up, he's here. From the waist down, he's already at the party.
He's got a little extra giddy up below the belt line.
He's doing some sweet, sweet grooving to a little bit of Billie Eilish.
Yeah. So I was going to ask Hayes a question, but Hayes just told me to say what I was going to say.
He's texting someone else right now. Are you texting him? Are you guys texting each other while we're having a
podcast? We're funny ideas.
Are you kidding?
Well, this is in the vein of a funny idea.
You try being a supportive co-host sometimes.
So the way that we normally end the show is...
I hope like 20 minutes.
That's for our other show. Been like it was
you
just
have
only
more
a half,
than one podcast.
We have like
four.
Why?
Simple.
No one needs that much from you.
It's not a matter of what you need. It's a matter of what I want.
Wow. So you basically just attach a mic to your mouth and walk around 24/7, right?
Oh. Not a bad
that's
idea.
That's our next show.
That's a crazy idea.
Set it up.
People would pay for that.
Mike Mouth.
Mm-hmm. Our business model has been basically a few, like a dozen people listen to this show for free.
Two dozen. Yep.
Then we do a subscription version of this show.
Uh-huh.
Then it gets cut down to like 16 people, but it's... Mm-hmm. $5 a month for like a bunch of other stuff as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We also have a show that's $5 a month just for that show. There's five people that listen to that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So this is, we have to find the one person who will pay like $50 a month for Mike Mouth.
Yeah.
That's the next logical step, I'm realizing.
You're gonna be able to find that. You're close. You can do this. It could be just Steffi Graf.
They're out there.
It could just be Steffi.
It won't be, but I appreciate you saying that.
All right. I'm just trying to heal the wound that relationship has obviously caused a great chasm in your soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She hit a forehand at me.
Oh my
last
God.
Last time I pulled my pickup truck on her front lawn.
You have a pickup truck in L.A.?
I got a big-ass pickup truck I pulled onto her front lawn.
Do you have a gardening supply?
I turned on the high beams to try to see through the bay window, see if she was with her man.
What
she
man?
She came out and hit a big forehand at the truck, shattered the windshield, woke me up.
Wait, you were wow, this is so... there's a lot going on in this story.
Well, I'd had about 50 beers.
Oh, boy. 50 beers? That's a lot of beers. Yeah. That's a lot of pee.
It was over the course of a month.
Over the course of a month, you were in the car on her lawn
the whole time.
In her car, 50 beers over a month, and then she finally came out after a month and said, "Get off my lawn." Forearm,
like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, in that kind of a similar voice.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
He's a truck because he's a landscape architect.
So let's see. What I was going to ask. I wanted to ask why he had a truck.
He does topiary for like. Bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know how some people do like cakes, like funny cakes?
Yeah, of course,
that have like a boner and stuff. He does like the topiary version of that.
So do you customize the vulvas? Like per, like...
I grab the shrubs and I'll do... I honestly, you usually can't see him because Snoopy's going down on the chick.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.